Afternoon and welcome back from lunch. I hope we are all ready to continue with our agenda item. And from the discussions we had on this agenda item, it's almost evident that we would require a working group as it had been proposed. And I'm going to propose that we have a working group which will involve the three vice chairs, and Vice Chair Wim will be the chairperson, and I would suggest we have the coordinators as members, and any other member who is willing to participate is welcome. And maybe FAU and WHO can also take part. So that will be the composition of our group. And we expect it will start meeting at 17 hours 45 minutes. And it's going to be only in English, which means we shall not have the privilege to have interpretation facilities. And God wishes they'll be able to finish before midnight. Otherwise, we shall have the morning session tomorrow. We shall dedicate some time to look at the recommendations from this working group, and hopefully we shall be able to make some progress. Having said that, then, I wish to request to be a bit rude. To be a bit rude in the sense that the way I'm going to approach the subject matter is to ask if there are any objections. Anybody objecting? And if somebody would be objecting on any of the items, then automatically that item will go for discussion within the working group. I hope we can all agree. And I think with your kind permission, I'm going to be slightly rude. Then we had already on goal 1.1, we realized there was no agreement, so the addition of the comments from the European Community will go to the working group, and that goes for 1.2. Already there were some disagreement on 1.3, and can I ask if there are any disagreements on 1.4 with regard to addition of the sentence while respecting the basic objectives of CAC? I think this is the same as for 1 and 2. So 1.4 goes to the group again for discussion. And I should also draw it to the attention of the committee members that the secretariat was kind enough during lunchtime to prepare some very good guidance document. Although it was a last-minute request, it's only in English, we apologize, but this will greatly facilitate our work. And the changes are clearly indicated. We are on 1.5. Noriko, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize. I should go back to the 1.2 because I forgot to explain this one proposal made by the Coordinating Committee for Asia. So regarding the responsible party under 1.2 activities, the committee requested to replace the current text with the commodity committees and FAO and WHO coordinating committees. This is because the according to the terms of reference of the regional committees, the committee arose to develop the regional standards related to food quality. Thank you.
Thank you, Noriko, for drawing that to our attention. An objection to inclusion of the statement as proposed by CC Asia? Seeing none, then that we can agree. Coordinator for Europe, are you on 1.2 or we are on 1.5?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it was just on 1.3, just to draw your attention to the fact that the CC Euro proposal and the CC NASWA proposals are almost identical, but in our case, we do not need to have it mentioned twice, so we could delete the insertion regarding the WHO global strategy on diet in the second line and just keep what is at the end of the sentence of the paragraph. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Europe. Could you also please draw this to the attention of the working group so that we can nicely refine the insertions? So, we are already at 1.5. Noriko, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To the activity 1.5, the proposal was made by the Codex Coordinating Committee for Asia to propose the replacement of the current text in responsible parties in order to reflect the decision of the last session of the Commission to establish the ad hoc intergovernmental task force on antimicrobial resistance. Thank you.
Thank you, Noriko, and I hope we are all able to follow. The addition is to include the ad hoc intergovernmental task force on antimicrobial resistance on the responsible parties, very much in line with the decision of the last Commission meeting. Any objections? None. Thank you very much. That is included. One point six, please. There was no correction on 1.6, no inclusion on 1.6. That we can skip. Noriko, if you can take us to 1.7, please. Sorry, member from Latin America and the Caribbean, are you on 1.6? 1.5, okay.
Gracias, señor presidente. Es únicamente una cuestión de principio. Este ya es un trabajo que se está realizando en el Códex. El comentario de América Latina y el Caribe que aparece en el documento que amablemente nos ha proporcionado el secretariado, que va a resultar muy útil para estos efectos de considerar los comentarios de los comités coordinadores, refleja ahí la preocupación que se externó en el Comité de América Latina y el Caribe por las referencias explícitas a trabajos concretos, que era uno de los principios que habíamos tomado que no se iban a hacer. Entonces, esto no tiene nada que ver con el hecho de que ya existe la Task Force y que se va a realizar el trabajo que tiene encomendada, pero nuestra duda es si por consistencia debe esto de reflejarse en el plan estratégico, ya que es un trabajo concreto al que se está haciendo referencia.
Thank you very much. Then this will then go to the committee for further discussion, to our working group for further discussion. Okay, please take note of that. Coordinator for Latin America and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor. En realidad, también lo que deberíamos mencionar es que ya se ha definido una task force, por lo cual en el punto de los órganos encargados, si este punto permaneciera y se hiciera mención específica a alguno de los temas que el Códex ya ha definido que va a trabajar, que como la Task Force de Resistencia Antimicrobiana ya tiene un mandato específico, con lo cual para nosotros directamente no debería estar el punto 1, el 1.5, porque todo eso ya lo ha decidido el Códex, pero en última instancia, si se dijera si se decidiera mantener ahí, en órgano encargado habría que poner específicamente a quién se le asignó la tarea.
Thank you, coordinator for Latin America and Caribbean. Then can I stop any discussion here, since we shall have the opportunity to discuss it in the working group? Can I then resist to any interventions again until it goes to the working group? Member from Africa?
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry to try to make a general comment here. You remember this morning I mentioned that this work has already been done in this committee. And we have agreed on some aspect. Are we going to come back to those aspects? Because if a comment is made on something on which we have already agreed on, without any additional input, do we need to go back to it again and restart a discussion on this topic? Because it's, for me, it's already an element of concern. As we are reopening the debate on issues that we have agreed already, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Member from Africa. I hope the committee members take note of the observation from the Member of Africa. And we are only looking at the areas where there have been comments from the coordinating committees for Africa. And as we look at those comments, we are looking at agreement and disagreement. And if there's disagreement, then we request the working group to look at it tonight. Okay? And we are already on 1.7. Noriko, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Activity 1.7. The one proposal was made to clarify that this activity is also undertaken by the regional, undertaken at the regional level. So therefore, the proposal was to insert the reference to regional in the description text. Thank you.
An objection to the proposal? Are we all on the same paragraph, 1.7? Have you seen where the text has been inserted? Any objection? Connecting?
No, she's not objecting.
Okay, seeing no any objection, then the insertion is accepted. Can we go to 2.2? 2.2, please, Noriko.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, this is not the proposal to amend the text itself, but rather to ask this committee for clarification on whether this activity 2.2 should apply to the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Uses. The reason behind is that the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Uses is still in early stage on the development of the risk analysis principles. So therefore, the question is to whether this, in particular the timeline, which says the completion of work be done by 2013, should be applied to the Committee on the Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Uses. This is a question. Thank you.
Okay, it's a question to the Executive Committee. Are we in a position to reply? Member from Africa, you have the reply.
I was looking at the CCNSWP to find out whether they have another date to propose, because what they are insisting on this work not been done in 2008. So probably that's where I think that's probably where we have to put a bit of emphasis on the probably new date. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair, can the coordinator, can you, in the working group, also talk with the coordinator and come up with some suggestions as to the answers to the question put to us in the working group? And is it agreed that we also request the working group to look at this question? Coordinator for Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Discúlpeme porque me guié por el documento nuevo y no me di cuenta que se habían pasado algunos comentarios del Comité de América Latina y el Caribe que no estaban mencionados acá en el nuevo texto que nos ofreció el secretariado. En realidad me quería referir a los puntos 1.6 y 1.7. En resumen, lo que el Comité de América Latina y el Caribe ha señalado es que ve como preocupante, que apoya plenamente el 1.6, pues le preocupa sustancialmente la poca participación que tiene en el establecimiento de límites de residuos. A tal respecto, ponen énfasis en dos cuestiones. Una es la necesidad de desarrollar trabajos sobre las dietas regionales que se tienen en cuenta, y la otra es el tiempo que se demora el JMPR y el Comité de Residuos de Plaguicidas para establecer límites de residuos, a tal punto que prácticamente cuando los límites sean aprobados, esos productos ya tienen al menos poca vida en el mercado, poca vida útil, porque son productos que prácticamente están dejando de estar protegidos por patentes, y a todo esto los países ya tuvieron que afrontar los problemas que esto plantea en el mercado internacional. Y la otra cuestión que también está relacionada con estos temas y básicamente con el de creación de capacidad es la necesidad de que los países en desarrollo también presenten datos, para lo cual necesitan el apoyo a los efectos de poder hacer sus propios análisis de riesgos y generar datos para que el comité y el JMPR pueda tomar sobre una base cierta las decisiones respecto de los límites de residuos de plaguicidas.
Thank you, coordinator for Latin America and Caribbean, and I can confirm that those comments were submitted and they are in CRD 1, page 5. And I had also gone through them, but I had a problem of how we could best fit them under the goal 1.6 and 1.7. They sort of looked out of context, and if you really wish to have something done and you'd be in the working group, maybe you can mention that in the working group, but these are very valid comments, although not fitting straight in the goals that we are discussing. But I appreciate you, they were submitted. Member from Europe, please, and then I'll go to Vice Chair.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je voulais revenir sur le point 2.2 où nous étions arrivés et le commentaire du comité de coordination Amérique du Nord et Pacifique du Sud-Ouest. Hier, nous avons adopté les nouveaux travaux pour le CCNFSDU pour les principes d'analyse du risque. Et là, il y a effectivement un time frame qui est prévu et qui devrait être 2009. Donc le groupe de travail de ce soir pourrait en tenir compte pour adapter le point 2.2.
Thank you very much, member from Europe. It's true, we agreed yesterday and there was time frame. And I hope the group will also consider that. Vice Chair Wim, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding the comments just made by the coordinator of Latin America regarding point 1.6, I expected that she would raise this issue. And Mr. Chairman, rather than referring it to the meeting of the subgroup tonight, because it is a little bit out of context, but still I think the Latin Americas has a point, I would propose that when we have finalized this document, looking through the concrete text proposals, that we come briefly back to this particular issue, because I think I would very like to comment on it and come forward with a proposal how to deal with this kind of issues. I also remind the committee that in the agenda of the Commission there is a referral from the last meeting of the JMPR on some sort of similar issues. And I guess that if we put these concerns together, and that I can make a proposal how to deal with it. So rather than referring it back to the, of referring it to the session tonight, maybe when we have finished it, that we can briefly come back to it, give me the floor to explain something and come forward with a proposal how to deal with it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Wim, and appreciating your observation, but I still believe if you have time in the working group, and since the other coordinators will be there, and it's an interesting information that the coordinator from Latin America could share with the other coordinators, and maybe come up with a line or two that we can look at as executive committee. But I'm trying to see how we can make life a bit easy in the executive committee. Thank you very much. And we are already at 2.2, and there was the information from the member from Europe that will be used by the working group regarding the timeline. And Noriko, please, if we can go up to goal 4.1, that's where we have observations again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sorry, there is an intervention from a member from Southwest Pacific. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I realize you are considering comments only that came through the Regional Coordinating Committee, but I'd just like to seek some clarification in respect of what is intended in respect of Activity 2.6, elaborate guidelines for risk analysis for application by governments. Clearly, it talks about the timeline subject to decision by CAC in 2007. In the event that the Commission succeeds in adopting the work that came out of general principles, I presume the intention is to revise this activity or replace this activity. If that were to happen, clearly there may be some case for looking at some activity in relation to capacity building in this area. So I just wanted a clarification on that. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Southern Pacific. And the secretary would like to reply and or give some clarification, please, secretary.
The proposed draft text in question, which is now advanced to step 5 and 8, will be considered next week by the Commission under item 5, which would precede the consideration of strategic plan. So depending on the outcome of the decision of the Commission under item 5, the Commission may take the liberty to make necessary adjustment to this point. Thank you.
In that event, Mr. Chairman, we do have some suggestions for an alternative activity around capacity building in this area. In the event that outcome were achieved, we do have some alternative suggestions for alternate activity around capacity building. The question in my mind is whether we flag that at this point or leave it for consideration at the commission level. We're quite happy to follow either course of action.
Well, this is that will be a new activity and what we already have. And it's up to the committee to agree to include more activities or not to include more activities to the text we already have. Of course, the advantage is being taken of the fact that an activity which is already here might come to an end after the decision in the next commission meeting. Can I invite views from the committee? Are we prepared to support and listen to the proposal from the member from Southwest Pacific? WHO or
I may even talk on behalf of WHO, by the way. Since the manual that was produced by FAO and WHO jointly on risk analysis is owned by both organizations, I could speak also on behalf of WHO if my colleague permits. I think the question of capacity building risk analysis at the national level is very important, and I would suggest, if that's possible, for the committee to consider the two options. That is, one would be what is written here, and second option would be the language that would be proposed by the member from Southwest Pacific regarding capacity building. And in case the Commission adopts the guidelines, then automatically the option one drops and then option two remains. If it's not adopted, then it's option one that remains in the document and not option two. That's a proposal that may advance us forward. Thank you.
And since there was no objection from the committee, I would propose the way forward is again requesting the member from Southwest Pacific to give the text to our working group in the evening, and let the working group take the liberty to look at it, and we shall go by the advice from this working group tomorrow. Is that agreed in the committee? Thank you very much. Then we continue. We were already at activity 4.1. Member from Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, presidente. Únicamente para comentar que en el objetivo 2 se hizo un comentario en el Comité de América Latina y el Caribe para solicitar un punto adicional a fin de fortalecer a los grupos de asesoría científica. Quizá pudiéramos proponer una redacción de cómo se vería este punto adicional en el grupo de trabajo de hoy por la tarde. Es únicamente porque tampoco estaba mencionado en el documento que amablemente preparó el secretariado.
Thank you, member from Latin America and Caribbean. And can I seek views from the floor? Regarding the proposal that there would be an addition activity that would be proposed by Connecticut Committee for Latin America and Caribbean, and they would wish to submit it to the working group. Member from Africa?
Yes, Chair. I'm looking for the reference where they ask for additional activity in the early north. If they can give us the reference so that we look at it more closely. Thank you.
Si puedo, señor presidente. Muchas gracias. Bueno, me refiero al párrafo 16 del reporte de América Latina y el Caribe, que está referenciado en el documento Alinorm 0730 diagonal 9B o en el reporte de América Latina y el Caribe. Pero es el punto que aparece en el párrafo 16, para el cual haríamos una propuesta concreta.
Thank you, member, for that clarification. And Vice Chair, I see you want to raise the flag and you're hesitating. And is it the question of midnight or too much work?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking to paragraph 16, that is basically from the report of the CCLAC, which calls upon strengthening the advisory group, the funding, and particularly JMPR matters. This is fair enough. However, I don't think that it is appropriate to pencil that in the strategic plan. It is a little bit out of that scope, and that makes me a little bit reluctant. There are other places here in the executive committee when we discuss item 4, and next week on the same item on the budget and the finance, where we not only will look into the Codex budget, but also in the budget available for the provision of scientific advice. There, I guess, is it appropriate for the executive committee and the membership of Codex to raise this kind of issues. Putting it into you can pencil in whatever you wish, but I guess it doesn't flow from the spirit of this strategic plan. It is in that regard not a strategic element. It is about implementation. So I appreciate the concerns expressed by the coordinating committee from the Latin Americas. It is a valid point, but I guess it should not be addressed in this plan. However, there are here in the executive committee and in the commission ample opportunity to express these concerns and see how the response from FAO and WSO should be. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair, for that explanation. And I was looking at the member from Latin America and Caribbean, and he seemed to be happy with that explanation that you can raise it and budget issues. And again, if members will recall, since the inception and development of this plan, we were concentrating mainly on the Codex activities and the provision of scientific advice. We have spared that for our parent organizations. So I'm also not very clear whether that is something that we can raise here. And member from Latin America and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad, notamos que son válidos tanto el punto hecho por el vicepresidente como el punto hecho por usted. Sin embargo, creo que podemos redactar un texto que sea aceptable. Desde luego, si el grupo de trabajo hoy en la tarde no está convencido, no aparecerá en el plan estratégico, pero a nuestro punto de vista sí se está volviendo estratégico para el trabajo del Codex, esto de la asesoría científica, porque impacta directamente en la capacidad de los comités horizontales respectivos para poder avanzar sus trabajos. Entonces, no lo veo estrictamente como un punto de implementación ni como algo que esté fuera del Codex, es algo que incide directamente en su trabajo, que es nuestro principal foco de atención. De nuevo, podemos presentar la propuesta y ver si esta logra ser aceptada por el grupo de trabajo. De no ser el caso, bueno, no será aceptada. Pero nos gustaría tener esa oportunidad.
Thank you, member from Latin America and Caribbean, member from Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know. I am a little bit reluctant here because I see the point that Sisulak is making, and sincerely, I agree that it's a valid point. But we shouldn't lose sight that we are planning for the Codex, and that we should avoid, you know, planning for FAO and WHO. And that's the feeling I have when I read this paragraph 16, that normally this is the work for WHO and FAO. Is it also, shall we also, if we want to keep the neutrality vis-à-vis the Codex of the advisory, scientific advisory groups, do we really need to get involved into the activities pertaining to those groups? So I'm asking that aloud so that we can continue to reflect on that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Again, in the interest of time, can I then, I can again become rude and require the working group to look at a text that would have been proposed by a coordinator from Latin American Caribbean or the member, if we will wish to participate. And let's have your opinion tomorrow morning. Thank you very much. Can I close the subject? We were on 4.1. Any comments on 4.1, please? Noreen, you wish to repeat it? Because we went into a different discussion, and I'm sure people have lost sense of what we listened to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To the activity 4.1, one proposal was made by the Coordinating Committee for Asia. Since the Coordinating Committee for Asia agreed to clarify that a summary of such activity mean the activities of the other international standard-setting bodies, be reported to the Codex Executive Committees. At this point, be clarified, therefore, the Coordinating Committee for Asia proposed to insert a text underlined in the description part in 4.1. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Noriko, and we have all seen the text. It's being proposed to be added at the end of the description. Any objection to addition of that text? Member from Africa, please.
Mr. Chairman, my comment will also follow in 4.2 because it's the same which is repeating. And I would like to ask the member of the CC Asia if they can't leave, if they cannot leave with the test as it is before this insertion, because I'm looking for the added value. It's a normal process for this committee to look into. So I don't know whether they cannot leave with the test because it's increasing the volume of the test and adding bringing no additional value. Can they not live with the test as it was? Thank you.
That's almost a direct question to Coordinator Asia. Although I'm not opening the debate, I take the liberty to let you respond. Coordinator from Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I'd like to mention about this in this evening at the working group. But simply, I think 4.1 and 4.2 is different issue. So I would like suggest that since this is different, so I think we have to leave this sentence 4.2 also. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you, member from Asia, and I think your request that you discuss it in the working group in the evening is granted, and that will also be true for 4.2. So if you have 4.1 and 4.2, please. The Secretary would like to clarify some issues first. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much. I may not be in the evening working group, so with your indulgence, let me make a very quick comment. Regarding the relations between the Codex Alimentarii Commission and other international organizations, which may be intergovernmental, which may be non-governmental, the Codex mandates, which is included in Article 1 of the statutes of the Commission, clearly states that the purpose of the joint FAO-WHO standards program includes promoting coordination of all food standards work undertaken by international governmental and non-governmental organizations. So whether or not you specifically mention or enumerate in this strategic plan or not, it is part of the Codex mandate. And secondly, Mr. Chairman, we have several different categories of international organizations. Probably the category number one, the international organization coming in category number one would be, at this moment, the OIE, World Organization for Animal Health. Commission has taken explicit decisions on how information exchange should take place and in which way OIE should be invited to take part in Codex work, etc. And it will be one of the item for discussion by the Commission next week, and if time allows, by this committee. And apart from this, the Commission and the Executive Committee has also decided to maintain contact with ISO, International Organization for Standardization, and receive reports. And apart from this, we have a number of important intergovernmental organizations such as IAEA or WTO, whose work is closely related to the Codex work. And we have an established practice to request reports from them for discussion if necessary, and any action by the Commission. But we have 100 or nearly 200 international organizations enjoying observer status. So committing any firm action on the relations between the Commission and all those observer organizations may blur the focus of the Codex work in conjunction with the cooperation necessary to those members. So I just want to point up those facts and request the subgroup this evening to consider this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification, and I hope the working group will consider this information when deliberating on 4.1 and 4.2. A member from Latin American Caribbean, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Mis disculpas por volver a un comentario adicional que tampoco fue reflejado en relación al punto, al objetivo 3. Este aparece en el documento de trabajo 9B que refleja las observaciones. Como resulta aparente, tenemos varias consideraciones en la región de América Latina y el Caribe en relación a cómo funciona el Comité de Residuos de Plaguicidas y el asesoramiento científico que recibe. En los párrafos 17, 18 y 19 se puede ver el contenido de esta propuesta. Si está de acuerdo, señor presidente, podríamos hacer las sugerencias de enmiendas y también proponerlas al grupo de trabajo hoy en la tarde para no tomar más tiempo del comité. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, member from Latin America and Caribbean. Yes, we can all confirm that you know, those comments are presented, and well, again, we shall appreciate if the working group could look at a proposal from the Latin American Caribbean region, and we shall live with the decision that would have been reached in this working group. I hope the committee can agree with this decision, that we also give chance to CCLAC to present the comments they had made to the working group, and let the working group advise us accordingly tomorrow. Vice Chair Wim, please.
Yes, we are most happy to do it. However, Mr. Chairman, to facilitate the discussions tonight, because there are now on several items that new text is proposed, I would very much welcome if those members that wish to insert new text provide that to the working group tonight in English, on paper, and where to be inserted. That can extremely speed up the work tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And my understanding from the intervention from the member from Latin America was exactly that they were going to present a text that they will seek your indulgence to look at it. Near East, please. Member from Near East, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. أود في البند 4.2 أن ألفت النظر في عمل اللجنة اليوم إلى هل سيقتصر الأمر بالنسبة للتعاون مع المنظمات الدولية على مجرد تلقي التقارير، أو أن تأخذ في اعتبارها مواصفات الكودكس. في بعض الأحيان بتقوم هذه المنظمات بعمل مواصفات جديدة ليس لها مراجع في الكودكس، وأتعشم أن يكون التعاون والتداخل مع هذه المنظمات لا يقتصر على تلقي التقارير، ولكن يكون له تأثير في المواصفة التي ستصدر من هذه الهيئات الدولية بما لا يتعارض مع الكونسبتس أو المبادئ والمفاهيم الخاصة بالكودكس. ونرى بعض المواصفات التي صدرت زي 22,000، صحيح أنها متوافقة مع نظم الجودة ونظم الهصب، ولكن قد يكون في مواصفات أخرى أن يكون فيها ما قد لا يتفق مع الكودكس، فأرجو أن يكون التعاون هنا بقصد التأثير وليس بقصد العلم. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you very much, and can I invite you to participate in the working group in the evening, please? Can I invite you to participate in the working group in the evening?
أعتقد كنا في عندما تكبر اللجنة عادة ما بتنتجش، فإحنا أعتقد أن يقتصر الحضور على الأقاليم التي لها ملاحظات جوهرية حتى يمكن لها الوصول، لكن لا مانع من أن نبدي الرأي. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Then I would request you to request the your coordinator to raise that in the working group. Thank you very much, because the coordinator from Near East will be a member. Agreed? Thank you very much. Can we then, we are through with 4.1, 4.2. Can we go to 4.5? Noriko, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One proposal was made to this activity 4.5, just to clarify that this activity is also implemented at the regional level. So the proposal was to insert the reference to regional in the title of this box. Thank you.
I hope we can. We have all seen the proposal to include and regional in the title of 4.5. Any objection to that? No? Thank you very much. That is accommodated. Can we go to 5.5? If I'm too fast, I think you should draw it to our attention. Coordinator from Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Una de las preocupaciones que han manifestado en varias oportunidades los miembros de CICILAC es que cuando realizan esfuerzos para hacer comentarios por escrito, muchas veces se sienten desalentados, porque si no tienen la posibilidad de participar físicamente de esas reuniones, los comentarios que envían por escrito no son considerados. Y esta es realmente una realidad. Tampoco hay quien defienda los comentarios de esos países, excepto que el coordinador de la región asuma como propia la obligación de al menos presentar los comentarios individuales de los países de esa región que no estén presentes. Al margen de ello, hay determinados comentarios que podría ser importante que los países los pudieran tener en cuenta aun cuando no hubieran participado físicamente en la reunión. Y para eso, América Latina y el Caribe, en su página web, ha tratado de promover la publicación de los documentos de sala. Y los países en desarrollo muchas veces llegan tarde con los comentarios, con lo cual es importante tener disponible, por una cuestión de transparencia, pero también de conocimiento y de puntos de vista, poder tener disponible los documentos de sala. Y me parece que este sería un punto importante para considerar dentro del punto 5.2. ¿De qué manera se puede facilitar el conocimiento de todas las preocupaciones que se hayan y observaciones que se hayan planteado a través de la publicación que pueda hacer la FAO o los comités regionales, que en su mayoría tienen página web, y encontrar algún mecanismo más ajustado para que se tenga en consideración de los comentarios que han remitido los países? No es indudablemente no es suficiente con mencionar la cantidad de CRDs que hay en una reunión. Gracias.
Your coordinator, Latin America, Caribbean, and the secretary, maybe you can give a comment, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the point raised by the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean is indeed a very important point, and it cannot be overstressed. I think several approaches have already been taken to address this point. For instance, we will continue to encourage member countries to submit comments by the deadline so that comments can be included in the formal working papers in several different languages, rather than providing it in a conference room document in one language only. However, I think all of us are aware that the very busy Codex session schedules does not always allow all countries to submit comments in time, and does not allow the Codex Secretariat or the host governments of subsidiary bodies to translate comments in time. So we are in a difficult situation where we need to strike a balance. And I think that the same matter has been discussed by the informal meeting of Codex chairpersons and how to give a due regard to the written comments submitted by the members that are not physically present in the meeting. And I think the effort to give due regard to the written comments submitted by members that are not present in the meeting needs to be continued to be given a due attention of the chairpersons, host government secretariats, and the whole membership as a whole. So I think probably the evening group can have a look whether there is any room for this strategic plan to recognize the importance of the point raised, but I would draw the attention to the last sentence under 5.2 description. Says that Codex Secretariat and Chairs of the Committees will examine how best to handle the late submission of comments in response to circular letters from the viewpoints of transparency and exclusiveness. Probably something could be added to this sentence to slightly enlarge the scope. But I think if Mr. Chairman, the committee agrees, that matter could be looked at by the evening working group. Thank you.
Indeed, that has been a concern, and for a lot of, especially developing countries, there has been that concern. And also, since we have always been inviting comments and efforts are put to prepare the comments, and we are not sure whether those efforts will be duly regarded in the different codex sessions, then it's an issue that is deserves serious consideration, as the Secretariat has said. And can I request the coordinator from Latin America and the Caribbean to put some thoughts on a piece of paper? And can I also request the working group to find an opportunity to look at some lines put on a piece of paper by the coordinator from Caribbean? And I would really request that such thoughts be given serious weight, due consideration, as it's an issue within the codex process. Member from Latin America and Caribbean, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Completamente de acuerdo, muchas gracias por la consideración. El otro punto que me parece también hacía la coordinadora es en relación a los documentos de sala que deberían de hacerse disponibles de alguna manera. A este respecto también tenemos algunas ideas que se han platicado en el comité y estábamos también encantados de poder proponer algún texto para reflejarlas. Y mi intervención es más bien sobre el punto 5.3 en relación a las reuniones de los órganos auxiliares de la comisión y se refiere a la importancia de buscar, esto aparece en el párrafo 20 del documento de trabajo 9B, en la última viñeta. Se refiere a la importancia de buscar un mecanismo para una distribución geográfica equitativa de los órganos auxiliares del Códex, sobre todo en los casos en que expresamente los actuales países sede deseen renunciar a un comité que ellos coordinen. Podría ser el caso que exista más de un país interesado en hospedar este comité. Creemos que sería sano para el Códex seguir buscando equilibrio geográfico en la asignación de estos comités, y que esto podría y debería reflejarse más claramente en el punto 5.3 de la estrategia. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, member from Latin America and Caribbean. And again, it's an issue, maybe Secretariat can intervene, the geographical distribution of committees, please.
Thank you very much. I realize that the matter is very important, but also a delicate an issue. We have two issues that may easily mixed up. One is the issue of the physical venues of Codex sessions, and the other one is the host governments, the geographic locations of host governments of Codex subsidiary bodies. These are two issues, because host government can choose to host or organize one of the meetings of its subsidiary bodies outside its territory. So these are two different issues. And in my reading, 5.3 mainly refers to the actual venues rather than the geographic distribution or locations of the governments according to the FAO regions or Codex regions. As far as the second matter is concerned, the designation of host governments of Codex subsidiary bodies follow the rules set out in Rule 11 of the Rules of Procedure. And when there is a more than one country volunteering to provide or act as host government to a subsidiary body, the natural course of action is to organize elections in the sense of FAO rules in place in accordance with the rules of procedure. And neither in the Codex rules of procedure nor in the FAO rules, except for certain FAO bodies for which geographical quota is defined, there is no existing rules or guidance on how equitably or inequitably the host governments be distributed in the world. So therefore, the matter can be looked at the policy or the strategic level, and this committee may well be one of those venues that are fit to hold this kind of discussion. But I would caution this committee to be careful about including this kind of consideration in a firmly committing way in the strategic plan, because that might imply that Codex Commission, in fact, commits itself to introduce new rules that might require substantive amendments to the rules of procedure. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. And in fact, the word I was looking for is voluntary. I mean, since the beginning of Codex, the hosting of Codex subsidiary bodies has always been on voluntary basis. And that was because of what it takes to host a committee. And we have always been following that. Of course, we are now seeing some developing countries wishing to take up some of the committees. But because of the resources, the expertise, the voluntariness has always been coming from the countries with the resources. Of course, one would have wished to have geographical distribution of these committees, but we have to be careful in the fact that it means more than just hosting as a country. There is a lot of budgetary requirements, a lot of logistic facilities, and I don't think we are already at a stage where we can say firmly that we want to take that committee to that country by a way of a statutes, mandatory distribution. So the word is voluntary. And again, I hesitate to really put something very firm on our strategic plan, in the sense that if it will require some host countries responding by giving away some of the committees, and we don't have countries which are readily prepared to take those committees. And we should also appreciate the country involvement, the country contribution in hosting this committee in the whole Codex process. Well, maybe I leave it at that. And the coordinator for Latin America, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Realmente me asombra el monstruo que se ha creado respecto de una intención de Latinoamérica y del Caribe que, ni como lo dijo el secretario, pretende modificar todo el manual de procedimientos, ni como lo ha insinuado usted, se pretendería sacarle comité a uno para dárselo a otro que no estaría en condiciones de aceptarlo. En realidad, la propuesta de Latinoamérica y el Caribe fue mucho más modesta. Lo que pretendió decir fue, cuando un país renuncie a hospedar un comité y otros países se ofrezcan como hospedantes, de hecho, si se ofrecen es porque han estimado que tienen los recursos, la logística, etcétera, para llevarlo adelante, tengan en cuenta la distribución geográfica y, en todo caso, vean de insinuar, de recomendar a la Comisión que tenga en cuenta esta distribución geográfica existente a la hora de no colocar todos los comités en las mismas zonas. No se le impone con eso a ningún país menos adelantado, sin recursos, ni a ningún país en desarrollo que no pueda alojar. No se les impone que acepten un comité simplemente porque están en un área donde, como no hay, deberían tenerlo. Todo lo contrario, lo que se está diciendo es procurar, en la medida de lo posible, cuando un país renuncie, que entre los oferentes se tenga en cuenta la distribución geográfica, porque la realidad, y esto es innegable, es que la distribución actualmente representa mucho mayor esfuerzo para ciertos países que para otros en términos de participación. Latinoamérica y el Caribe desde hace años viene reclamando la poca posibilidad que tiene de participar en determinadas reuniones del Códex. Era eso solo, nada más. No pretendemos ni modificaciones al manual de procedimiento ni nada que se le parezca. Gracias.
Thank you, Ma'am Coordinator for Latin America and Caribbean. I understand your ideas, and they are, in fact, very good ideas. But we already have rules to be followed when a committee has, as you have said, been released by an incumbent host country. And the procedures, I think the secretary read them, they are very clear at this material time. But your idea, it's worth considering, and maybe trying to imagine where we can raise that. But could you raise that in the commission so that we get guidance from the commission? Because this is an issue of which will, in fact, entail amending the current procedures for identifying a host country. The rules are very clear, and whenever there are two countries vying to host one committee, which has been released by a given host country, if there are two members, the option is vote. It's very clear in the current procedural manual. So your thoughts are very good, and in fact, they will entail modifying the current rules of procedure. And the idea of geographical distribution, there had also been earlier thoughts of distribution between developed and developing countries. These are ideas that have been there, and Maybe it's an opportunity to start thinking and considering those, but could we raise them in the commission? As it's a matter of amending the rules of procedure. And specifically when we come under the agenda item for confirming host countries.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad no puedo decirle cuál es la opinión de Latinoamérica, si su opinión es que debería modificarse el manual de procedimientos. Latinoamérica simplemente lo que ha tratado de poner de relieve Latinoamérica y el Caribe es justamente este tema, que perfectamente podría ser una recomendación de la Comisión en el sentido de tener en cuenta tal cuestión y no una modificación del manual de procedimientos. Yo no me puedo expedir sobre la forma en que esto se debería hacer, porque yo soy simplemente la coordinadora y hasta la semana entrante. Lo demás es decisión de los países de América Latina y del Caribe. Gracias.
Thank you. Last clarification from the secretary and the member from Africa and Asia, and we continue with the exercise, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, you are quite right, and nothing prevents any members to raise any issue of importance in the commission meeting. In the view of the Secretariat, as I mentioned earlier, the matter is important. It has a policy dimension or even political dimension and requires very careful consideration. Of course, using the Commission directly as a forum for discussion is an option. But if the committee so agrees, the Secretariat can undertake eventually for discussion at the next session of this committee a paper that summarizes the past and current geographic distributions of Codex subsidiary bodies so that you have a good picture before you before discussing this matter further, and we could also add some information that might be useful and in certain instance critical for any country to discharge the responsibility of acting as a host government. That includes sound administration regarding diplomatic, protocolial, other services, granting of visa, etc., or granting of immunities and privileges to delegates. So there are a number of factors that need to be taken into account before any country volunteers to host a Codex meeting. So possibly if the committee so wishes, that paper might provide some insight before the committee goes forward with the discussion of this item. But, Mr. Chairman, the matter is up for the committee to decide. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And I'm sure the coordinator from Latin America and the Caribbean will very much appreciate the suggestion from the Secretary. Because, again, it's a process which is starting and some thoughts are evolving, and it's an opportunity for us to consider that further. Coordinator from Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Let me give my comment quickly. I fully understand the point made by coordinator of CISLAC. I mean, it's important to consider the location, geographical location, in selecting host country. But more importantly, as a chairperson mentioned before, we also have to consider the capability of candidate of host country, including experience and expertise in codex work. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you for that question. I think we can summarize by going by this advice from the Secretariat that they will provide a paper that we can look at in our next session. Thank you very much. I hope we are all happy. Can we then go to 5.5? Noriko, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regard to the activity 5.5, there are two proposals were made to the different issues in this activities. One proposal was just to clarify that this activity is also implemented by the implemented at the regional level. So the proposal is to insert the reference to regional in the title and as well as to the description in the box. The other proposal made was to clarify that for this activity, the responsible party should also include the all codex committees, not only the coordinating committees. Therefore, the proposal was to replace the current reference to the coordinating committees with the reference to subsidiary bodies. Thank you.
I think these are very valid observations, and I hope we can all live with this suggestion. An objection? Coordinator for Europe, please.
Mr. Chairman, it's not an objection. It's just a proposal to insert the word regional right after international so that it reads enhanced participation of non-government organizations at international, comma, regional, and national levels. Just the order, in fact.
Yeah. Well, that is very much in order. Thank you for that. No, any other observation? And that brings us to end of part two. Can we quickly go through part three? Noriko, can you introduce part three, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regard to part three, actually no comments were forwarded from regional coordinating committees. And also, neither proposed text be given, as well as no comments were expressed by the regional committees. Just I only highlight that the many coordinating committees support that the table in the part three should be utilized in the future exercise on the critical review by the executive committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Noriko. And I think this is a big plus to this committee that we did such a good job that we didn't receive any comments. And that brings us to the end of this agenda item. Can we go to agenda item 4. We are going to agenda item 4, and I wish to invite the secretary to introduce the agenda item and the papers, please. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The relevant documents are Arinom 07/30/9, an addendum 1 to the same, and finally CAC/30/INF/3. There are three documents that are to be covered under this item. And the Secretariat should like to inform the committee that these three documents became available very late, and some of the documents are not
available in certain languages. Therefore, we kindly ask those delegations which have not found the all three documents in the language of their preference, kindly refer to the English version. And Mr. Chairman, if three document exists only in English, this is due to the fact that the documents, all of which need to be approved by the relevant budgetary or legal services of the two parents' organizations, were indeed finalized in the last few weeks, and that explains the delay in circulating and translating these documents. The background of late availability again goes to partly related to the complex budgetary preparation process in FAO and WHO. In the case of FAO, no budget has yet been approved for the next biennium 2008 and 2009, while the budget was being adopted by the World Health Assembly only last month. So therefore, the sentence we originally drafted in future tense need to be brought into a past tense, and we need to make a number of adjustments in the course of the development of these documents. So these are the reasons why the documents could not be distributed earlier. Mr. Chairman, as I have only 5 minutes before the time for breaking for coffee or tea, let me start with introducing the first document, which is Alinorm 07/30/9. In accordance with Rule 13.1 of the Codex Commission's Rules of Procedures, the Secretariat submit a report of the last biennium for which financial transactions have been closed to the Commission, and present an estimate of expenditure for the forthcoming biennium. As regards the expenditure of the last biennium, which is 2004 and 2005, the report of the expenditure was already submitted to the last session of the Commission. So this is not part of this document. This document does include, for your information only, the budget for the Codex program for the current biennium, which is presented in Table 1, and the estimates of expenditure that are presented in Table 2A and Table 2B. Mr. Chairman, the information on the current budget, current biennium's budget is straightforward, so I would not go into details, but I would be happy to answer any questions if you may have. And let me concentrate on the explanation for the budget proposals for the next biennium starting 1st of January 2008. As I mentioned earlier, in the case of World Health Organization, the overall budget level has been approved by the World Health Assembly last month, and WHO is in the process of making a final decision on the final contribution level to the Codex program. In the case of FAO, there is a delay in formulating budget proposals for the next biennium. In the past biennia, By the time Codex Executive Committee and the Commission meets in June-July period, there are already concrete budget proposals at the program entity level that can be presented to the Codex sessions for information. Of course, the final FAO contribution level depends on the decision of the FAO conference. However, this year there is a delay, and detailed budget proposals at the program entity level, which includes Codex, has not yet been prepared. Therefore, Secretariat was obliged to prospect or anticipate the necessary budget levels on the basis of the budget allocations given to in this present biennium. In the second column of the table 2A and table 2B, you will see the figures, numbers, but they are based on the current budget, and most likely if the same figures materialize as a final budget for FAO and eventually for Codex for the next biennium, the Codex program will lose a significant portion of purchasing power and program reduction will become necessary. At this stage, the FAO's budget unit has provided only indicative cost increase rates, which is 16.2% for personnel services and 3.2% for non-staff services. Of course, this is a FAO-wide average, and Codex program having a different staff structure compared to the FAO average staff structure, the actual cost increase rate may be higher, may be lower. However, we used these cost increase factors to extrapolate from the current biennial budget to the possible next biennium's budget, with the assumption that FAO and WHO will grant the Codex program exactly the same purchasing power, meaning the funds necessary to maintain the same activity level. Mr. Chairman, Table 2A will be based on the scenario whereby several assumptions are made, which are set out in paragraph 7 of this document. The difference between Table 2A and Table 2B is eventual enlargement of the languages of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. There are two issues. One is the eventual taking up of Russian language as a language of FAO. And in this event, the Russian, in principle, will satisfy the requirements set out in Codex Rules of Procedure and qualify to become a Codex language. Of course, pending the decision or the wish of the Commission to do so. On the other hand, there has been a request from the Coordinating Committee for Africa to consider taking up Portuguese as the language of the session or the language of interpretation. That means that Portuguese will be treated only for the language of interpretation, but not for documentation. And this uniquely in the framework of Coordinating Committee for Africa and not for other Coordinating Committee regions. So basically there are four different scenarios, plus Russian, plus Portuguese, plus Russian but no Portuguese, plus Portuguese but no Russian, and no Russian, no Portuguese. But instead of presenting four different tables, we focused on the addition of Russian because this implies the major cost increase, which is mentioned in paragraph 9 of this working document. So, Mr. Chairman, this is the brief introduction of this paper, and you may wish to come back to the discussion part of this agenda item after the afternoon break. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for this information and introduction on the budget issues. And can we then have a healthy stretch and we come back at
4 o'clock.
Yeah, we have slightly more than half an hour. We come back at 4 o'clock. So healthy stretch, take coffee to get more energy. 4 o'clock sharp. We come in, please. Yeah.